This is a 15-minute guided meditation on the yin space, which is a style of somatic meditation. I'd like to begin with an inspiration from Tibetan lineage teacher Yeshe Tsogyal in the Nyingma tradition. She says, "Space and the awareness of space, this is the basic message." This is one of the inspirations behind this practice. Begin by arriving in the body. So let yourself be here now. And connect with the feeling of your feet on the floor, your butt in your chair if you're sitting upright, feeling your back body laying down. Inhaling into a part of the body you'd like to work with. Exhaling to feel that part. If your mind is rather focused, you can begin with whole body breathing, like stage 6 of the Mind Illuminated, breathing in top of the head to tips of the toes, exhaling toes to head, or to feel the whole body. If you're feeling kind of scattered today, no problem. You can work with smaller parts of the body, like a pencil eraser size, maybe your pinky toe or your pinky fingernail. And breathe in to that part of the body, place your attention there. And exhale, let go and feel that part. So inhale, focus, exhale, feel. You can also pick a part of the body that feels spacious. Since we tend to focus on things that are painful or negative, you can work with breathing into an area that feels like there's not much sensation, or if it feels open, that's fine too. Some people like to breathe into a part of the body that feels challenging or painful and let yourself be with that experience. So breathing into that spot that may feel tender, exhaling to feel. Transitioning to yin space practice, we begin by arriving in the body. Now, visualize a golf ball size area halfway between the navel and the pelvic floor, about 2 inches back inside your skin. So it's inside the body. It's a little bit closer to the spine than exactly halfway midway back. So as you inhale, visualize bringing your attention into this space, following the breath in. As you exhale, let go into that space. Maybe it feels good to imagine melting or swimming or dissolving into it. If that feels complicated, just feel. So we're using the thinking mind in a productive way here by giving it a job to do, to visualize this golf ball size area halfway between the navel and the pelvic floor, a couple inches behind the skin, so internal to the body, inside. So visualize that space using your thinking mind and inhale. Gather your attention to the front of the lower belly, bringing it inward. Exhale. What does this feel like? See if you can follow the in-breath in without controlling it. The more responsive the in-space is, I mean, the lighter touch you have on the breath, so a very light touch, like a feather, the more responsive the in-space is. So be gentle with yourself here. Inhale, ride the breath in to the yin space. Exhale, allow yourself to receive the feelings or sensations that show up here. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Every day is different. It's normal to have thoughts like, I'm not sure what's going on, is this right, I can't do this, what's for lunch? Thinking happens, and if you watch, you can label that thinking. And come back to using the mind, giving it a job to do, visualize this golf ball size area, the lower belly. It's called the lower dantian in Chinese medicine. To exhale, let yourself relax into this area, feeling whatever there is to experience. I find that my mind gets very busy sometimes and it's not quite sure how to be in this place. So if you have that experience too, sometimes it's helpful to have a busy mind slow down by bringing your attention into the heart first before bringing it to the lower dantian, to the lower belly, to the yin space. So you can play with inhaling into your heart center, heart chakra, center of the chest, energetic heart space, exhaling to feel what's going on in the heart. And since the heart chakra, fourth chakra, is the midpoint between heaven and earth, between the upper chakras in the throat, eyebrow center and top of the head, and the lower chakras, the solar plexus, around the genitals and pelvic floor, base of the spine. So the heart's at the middle of this. It can be very useful to work with this, in my experience, to help slow down the mind, give it a chance to go from highway speed of thinking to walking speed. So you can bring it into the yin space in a more kind and gentle way, sitting in stillness. It's another way to arrive in the body as well, if you think about it that way. Inhaling into the heart, exhaling, feel. And if the mind feels slowed down enough to come into the yin space, you can invite the attention back to the yin space, the lower belly, below the navel. Exhaling to feel what's going on there. How gentle can you be with your attention? How light a touch on the in-breath is it possible for you to have? Can you let go of trying to get somewhere with feeling? Meditation teacher Norman Elizondo says, mindfulness is a non-elaborative non-judgmental, present-centered awareness in which each thought, feeling, and sensation that arises in the attentional field is acknowledged and accepted as it is. You could also call this kind of mindfulness unconditional love or Dharmakaya space. It's a state, an act, and a practice. I often find a lot of strong emotions happen for me in the yin space. It can be like everything I don't want to feel all day. I sit up to meditate or lay down and meditate, and suddenly, whoosh, lots of feelings when I place my attention here. So it's okay if it feels challenging. If you're not sure what's going on here either, that's fine too. I wasn't quite sure what's going on here when I first started this. It's okay not to know. Keep going. Inhale, visualizing the lower belly space, breathing in, following the breath in. As you breathe out, feel whatever's coming up for you right now. Doesn't matter what it is, let yourself be with your experience fully. Acknowledging and accepting whatever is coming up for you exactly as it is. You may notice the thinking mind wants to change how you feel or what you feel, wants to make things different than they are. Can you notice that this causes some stress or suffering or frustration? Then you can let the thoughts come, let them be, let them go when they will. You can label that thinking. Come back to the body. Come back to breathing in to this part of the body, the yin space. Breathing out. Let go of trying so hard. It's okay to just be exactly as you are. Zen teacher Suzuki Roshi has said, well, we're all already perfect, and we can use a little improvement. And that's why we practice. And notice the surrounding areas around the yin space, like the hip sockets, the low back, and see how they feel. Let the body rearrange itself naturally in response to sensations. So not trying to change your posture, but allow your body to naturally shift as you bring your attention and awareness to these parts of the body. Can you let your posture be informed by the yin space? Open your eyes and see if you can connect to the yin space even with eyes open softly. Hold your posture relaxedly enough so that your posture can respond to the openness of the yin space. Breathing in, light touch on the breath, into the in space, follow the breath. Exhale, feel.